On the issue of nurses and teachers who attempted picketing at the Flagstaff House demanding postings, President Mahama explained the causes of delayed postings and said government has put stringent measures in place to halt such anomalies.
With regards to teacher trainees and nursing trainees, the Ministry of Finance gives financial clearance every year for teacher trainees to be absorbed into the service. And what we have tried to do is to ensure that all teacher trainees who are coming out of colleges of education are able to be employed immediately. It's one of the few areas where you get automatic employment. It should be the same with the nurses. Now, as a result of the removal of the quota system, we have more teachers able to go into the colleges of education to be able to train. And when they have completed, they fill out the forms to join the Ghana Education Service. The system has been a bit cumbersome in respect of the fact that by the time they are posted and their details are collected at the district level, brought to the regional level, processed at the GES headquarters, and then sent to Ministry of Finance and to the Accountant General, often time has passed. And so they would have started working because they were posted, but would not have received their salaries. And that has been the main issue with most of the teacher trainees. And so a system is being worked out where their data can be captured at the time that they are posted, so that they are allowed to provisionally be put on the payroll while the actual process of collecting the data is carried out. I believe that in the near future, this issue of people having worked for so many months without having paid would be a thing of the past. With the issue of the nursing trainees, we have two categories of nursing trainees. We have those in public nursing and midwife training institutions. And then we have people who have set up private nursing and midwife training institutions. Now, the thinking behind it is that those in the public nursing and midwife training institutions normally sign a bond, and so they should be given priority in terms of employment. And if they are employed and there's still vacancy, then you can take those from the private training institutions, so that the rest of those from the private training institutions can service the private sector. For some time, there has been some error in the Human Resource Department of the Ministry of Health, where some priority has been given to privately trained nurses at the expense of publicly trained nurses. And that is what has created some of the problem we have. So nurses that we have bonded and trained with public money have not been able to be employed while priority was given to those who were trained in private institutions. And so strict instructions have been given that those who train in public institutions must be given the first order of priority. And I think that the Ministry of Health has made some changes in the Human Resource Department. And so once we're able to absorb this last batch of them, I think that this issue of them coming to picket my office will be a thing of the past.